חג. מה שצריך לבאר עכשיו הוא מיד משקל החסידות, והוא עניין קרי מאוד מאוד, like טובה הארץ מאוד מאוד, מאוד מאוד הבשל רוח. When it says מאוד מאוד, particularly the gruhel, that every word in the Ramchal was קודש קודשים, so this is a מאוד מאוד. ותדע באמת שזוהי מלוך הקושה בחסידות. Namely, that in the world of becoming a tzaddik, so becoming a tzaddik means to keep Tereg Mitzvah. To keep Tereg Mitzvah means to keep Halacha, to keep Halacha. Baruch Hashem, we have a Shulchan Aruch, we have a Shach, we have a Taz, we have Magen Avraham Taz. In other words, we have Mishneh Berurah, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Chayodam, Chochmas Adam, etc. And then you have a Rav who can help you be Machriya between the Shitot. But when you're moving over to Midat HaChasidut, you're moving to uncharted territory. You're moving to Lifnim Yishur HaSadin. And how do you know whether this Lifnim Yishur HaSadin is really Ritzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everyone will tell you, if you sit in the, everyone except for certain Chassidish Rebbeim will tell you that if you sit in the Sukkah in the rain, that you're a Chassid Shota, that you shouldn't make a mitzvah, be a Baruch Hu Vatala. And, but, in other words, but the person can say, but I'm a mitchased in the mitzvah of Sukkah. Everyone will tell you that under certain circumstances, if you can't stop from being Mesiach Das, that wearing tefillin all day would be more problematic than it would be Midas Chasidus. In other words, where exactly, how does one make the shikul in terms of going lefnim Yishurat Adin? When do we say Gol Hamar Behareze Meshubach? And when do we say that in this situation, Yatzaschara Behefseido? So that's the Malacha Kasha Shebechasidus. Kidakuto Rav. It wants to take into account so many factors. Yeshli Yetzer B'davar as a Kenisa Gedola. Anyways, namely that I want to do it. Anyways, I have a vested interest in being mitchased. Alkein nimseis sakanaso atzuma, because if one makes a mistake, one can go off a cliff. Ki harbei dvarim tovim yuchal hayetzer l'rachek ki ilu heim roim, harbei chatoim l'karev ki ilu heim mitzvos gedolos. Nadav and Avihu wanted to be mitchased with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by bringing a ketores, that they viewed it as a midas chasidus. According to the Netziv, the 250 members of Shevet Reuven wanted to be machased with the Kadosh Baruch Hu by bringing the Ketores, and they all paid for it with their lives. Ube'emes shlo yuchal ish lehatzliach b'mishkal hazeh ela b'shlosha dvarim. A person has to have three a confluence of three factors in order to put him on the right path. Firstly, yiye libo yashar. He has to try and view himself as being outside of the picture. And it's key with someone else is asking me this question. That should be his only question. Will this make a Kodesh Baruch Hu smile, kibiyachol, or frown? And irrelevant of what I had thought previously, irrelevant to my preconceptions, only that irrelevant how people will view me. Just the question is it will make a Kodesh Baruch Hu happy? And this also takes into account Shiyeh Ma'ayin Al Ma'asav Iyun Gadol. Don't just view the action in terms of what's going to be while I'm doing the action. Every act has fallout. What's going to be the fallout of my action? What's going to be a month from now? What's going to be a year from now? What's going to be the result of my action? That even though on the surface it may appear that when I go libo yashar, that this is I'm doing this purely to give nachas ruach, but if I don't take into account what's going to be, then it can be very, very, then it can turn out to be very, very negative. The yishtadel letaknam al pi atachlus hazeh, namely that I have to take into account all of the fallout and only then make the decision, would this bring nachas ruach? V'achar kol zeh, since eizehu chacham harayet ha-nolad, not everyone understands nolad, and not everyone can be certain that this is purely l'chvod shamayim, yeh mashlich yehavo Hashem. You need siyata d'shmaya. Like in every year, we need siyata d'shmaya. But here particularly because it's uncharted. Here particularly because it's not in Shulchan Aruch. You're dealing with something which is beyond Shulchan Aruch. Had it been in Shulchan Aruch, then it would have been in the world of becoming a tzaddik. But dafka over here, both in the Sur Mira and the Aseh Tov, you want to go beyond the Shulchan Aruch. She'az yomer bo, ashrei odom oz lo boch. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem oz l'amo yitein. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the oz of the, to the individual to make the courage to make the right decisions, and halavai that it should be oz lo bach, that it should be a das Torah. It should come from siyata d'shmaya. It should that the person should daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him make the right decision. Lo yimna tov gahochim b'tamim. Amna. Im echad min hatnayim ha'ela yachsar lo lo yagia el hashleimut. In other words, lo yagia el hashleimut means that theoretically anything is possible by chance, but korov hu lihi kashel v'lipol. The likelihood is that even though kavanato ritzuya, ma'asav lo ritzuya, the hainu. O im ha'kavana lo tia mufkaret v'zaka. O im yitrashel min ha'iyim b'mashi yuchal la'ayin. O im achar kol zeh lo yitre b'tchono b'kono. Then bemet koshelo shelolipol. The probability is that you should just stick to being a tzaddik. Don't try and be a chassid. It's going to boomerang. Ach im shloshtam yishmor karaui. And I guess this is the third time that Ramchal is saying this. Tmimus hamachshava iyun ubitachon. That he has taken the three categories and given catchwords, to be able to remember it. Tmimus hamachshava iyun ubitachon. Az yelech betach beemet v'lo yiuna lo kol ra. In resolve, it is a derech. We want to climb the ladder. You don't want to stop on the ladder over here and not to get to chassidus. How are you going to get to Yiras Hashem? How Yiras Chet? How are you going to get to Anafa? How are you going to get to Kedusha? So it is a path, but the path requires certain preconditions. Hadavar she'amra chana hu hadavar she'amra chana b'nevuasa. Raglei chasidav yishmor. That the lashon of Chana is very meduyak. We're talking over here about the chasid, and the chasid needs unique shmira. Raglei chasidav yishmor. David kamokin amar lo yaazov et chasidav lo olam nishmaru. That the verb shmira applies very, very much over here, because the person really has, it's a good intent. And the shmira should be that his intent should fulfill itself. Hine mashet tzarech lehavinhu, ki ein ladun divrei chasidut al marein harishon. You shouldn't take it superficially, face value. What does it appear to be in the beginning? Let's say a person wants to wear a tzitzis out. Okay, that's a midas chasidus. Then he could tuck them in his pants. He can put them around his belt. He can tuck it just underneath his belt. Then your yotzei. In other words, the halacha, there's no bizui v'chule. He wants to wear it out. In other words, he views that as a midat chasidut. So it could very well depend as to where. When he's in the yeshiva, wonderful. If he does it when he's home. So it could be that his parents won't send his kids to Israel. Won't send his brother to Israel. So that's doing nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that his brother's not going to go to Israel. In other words, that they view him as flipping out. In other words, a person has to have a sense of what are the toldot hama'aseh shelo. And that depends very, very much in terms of the circumstances. Ein lo nun divrei chasidut al marein harishon, elo tzarech l'ayeinu litbonein ad heichan toldot hama'aseh magiyot. Lefamim hama'aseh ba'atzmo, yiroe tov. However, lefi shah toldot ra'ot, yitchayev l'hanicha. I remember that when I thought of having longer peyot harosh, which is a midat chasidut, it's not meikar hadin. But at the time, I was a Rosh Yeshiva of a one-year program called BMT. I was afraid if I wear peyos, well, the kids are going to be wearing peyos. They want to be like the Rosh Yeshiva. Then I'm going to close down the yeshiva. No one's going to come. So I waited until the yeshiva collapsed. After the yeshiva collapsed, I could grow peyos without worrying that no one in the kollel was going to follow me. There was only one fellow following me. When he became a rabbi, he stopped. But, one has to take into account what the toldo tamase, ifo magiyot, lefamim hamase, yiro etov. Ulafi shehatoldot ra'ot yitchayev lahanicho. In other words, that the nachat ruach dafka is not to do it. Not the nachat ruach is to do it. V'im yase also yechote. You'll be pushing people away from Torah. You'll be overlifting yivarositein michshol v'lo chasid. And over here, he brings two frightening ma'asim. We'll just mention the first one now, second one we'll see tomorrow. That Churban Bayis Rishon came in stages. That even after the Beis HaMikdash was nechrav, there was still a yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Gedalia ben Achikam was put by Nebuchadnezzar to be in charge of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. And then what happened was that there was an individual named Yishmael, and he was out to kill Gedalia, because he viewed Gedalia as a quisling, that's the phrase, right? As a traitor. And Yochanan ben Kereach warned Gedaliah, this fellow's out to kill you. And Gedaliah told him, that's Lashon Hara, I'm not Mekabel. Now, if you open a Chafetz Chaim, you realize that you can be Mekabel Lashon Hara if someone wants to kill you. That's called Toelet. There's no more Toelet if someone wants to kill you. But Gedaliah ben Achikam wanted to be a Chassid. He didn't want to accept Lashon Hara even when you could accept Lashon Hara. So he welcomed the fellow. The fellow stabbed him in the back. And that was the end of the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael. So we have a Tzom Gedaliah. In other words, it appears that Tzom Gedaliah, to a certain degree, is Gedaliah's fault. Namely, that you don't play games with Midas HaChassidus in terms of Lashon Hara in this area. He named Halavai would be Tzadikim in Lashon Hara. He named Maaseh Gedaliah ben Achikam Goli Le'einenu Shem Nei Rov Chassiduto. What did this cause? Even though Al-Pi Din he was allowed to accept the Lashon Hara. And in this situation, you're not chayev to be done this individual lekaf schut, but ma goram shemetu nifzeru Yisrael bekava gachaltam hanishara. That was it. That was the makibat patish of the churban. Ukvar yiches akosuv elav harigat hanashim asher nehergu. Not only was Gedaliah killed, but all the people that were with him were killed and tossed into the boar. Kiilu haragam hu. It's as though Yishmael was the shliach of Gedaliah to kill them, because Gedaliah was chote in not accepting the shmua on Yishmael. So that was the proud, so we see over here that Churban Bayis Rishon reached its zenith because of a misguided midat chasidut. Tomorrow we'll speak about Bayit Sheni.